Lesson 7. Jesus Christ created the world for me. Introduction for the teacher.
To prepare yourself spiritually to teach this lesson, please ponder the following. Working under the direction of Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ created the beautiful world we live in. See Moses chapter 2, verse 1. The purpose of the creation of the earth was to give us a place where we could be tested and gain experiences in order to become more like our Heavenly Father. See Abraham chapter 3, verses 24 through 25. The wonderful beauties of the earth bear witness of the power and great love of Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. See Moses chapter 6, verse 63.
Preparation.
Bring a copy of the Bible, Mark Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, so that you can turn to it easily.
Learning activities.
Begin with a gathering activity. For ideas, see page 3 of the manual. Prayer. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Song. Sing or say the words to My Heavenly Father Loves Me, Children's Songbook, pages 228 through 229. And do the following actions. Invite the children to join you. Whenever I hear the song of a bird,
cup hand to ear,
or look at the blue, blue sky,
look up, pretending to shade eyes with hand.
Whenever I feel the rain on my face,
touch fingertips to face,
or the wind as it rushes by,
wave hands back and forth.
Whenever I touch a velvet rose,
cup hands together,
or walk by our lilac tree,
use two fingers to walk up other arm.
I'm glad that I live in this beautiful world.
Raise hands in circle above head.
Heavenly Father created for me.
Point to self. Teaching tip. Most children enjoy participating in musical activities. The appealing rhythms of music help children remember the messages of the words. Music can increase children's understanding of gospel principles and strengthen their testimonies. Teaching No Greater Call, page 174.
Scripture. Open the Bible to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, and read, In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Invite the children to repeat the scripture with you a few words at a time. Explain that Heavenly Father had Jesus Christ make the world and everything in it. Jesus also made the sun to give us light. Invite the children to raise their hands above their heads in a circle and say, Sun. Tell the children that Jesus made the stars we see at night. Invite the children to open and close their hands like stars twinkling and say, Stars. Picture. Show the picture of plants and animals on page 34. Point to the trees and tell the children that Jesus made the plants. Invite the children to stand and stretch their arms high, pretending to be trees blowing in the wind. Invite them to say, Trees. Point to the animals in the picture and explain that Jesus made the animals. Invite the children to name some of the animals and make some animal sounds.
Teaching tip. If the children get restless before you have finished all of the learning activities, it is all right to stop the lesson and do an activity that lets the children move around, such as walking, swaying, or moving their arms. As children get older, they will be able to focus for longer periods of time.
Conclusion. Explain that Jesus made all these things because He loves us. Express your gratitude for our beautiful world. Prayer. Invite a child to give the closing prayer.
Optional activities.
Preparation. For the seed activity, bring a plastic cup for each child. Also bring some soil to put in the cups and bring some seeds, such as bean, corn, or wheat seeds, for each child to plant. On each cup, write, Jesus Christ made seeds for me. Prepare a note to send home with the children explaining how to care for the seed. For the book activity, make a copy of page 35 for each child to color. This page has illustration of some of God's creations, arranged so that the page can be folded into a small book. Bring some tape or glue. Song. Sing or say the words to "The World Is So Lovely," Children's Songbook, page 233, and do the following actions. Invite the children to join you. The world is so lovely, I'm glad as can be.
Push corners of mouth into a smile.
For all that the Lord has created for me.
Point to self.
The sunshine.
Raise arms in circle above head.
The flowers.
Pretend to smell a flower.
The stars up above.
Open and close hands like twinkling stars.
A home where I live and a family I love.
Hug self.
Seed activity. Put some soil in each of the cups you brought and let each child plant a seed. While they are doing this, tell them that if they water their seeds and put them where they will get plenty of sunlight, the seeds will grow into plants. Remind them that Jesus Christ made the seeds, the soil, the rain, and the sunshine. Let the parents take their children's cups home so they can watch their seeds grow. This activity is most appropriate for older children.
Teaching tip. If you choose to do the seed activity, keep the cups of soil in a safe place until it is time for the children to go home. If your nursery meets before sacrament meeting, don't let the children take the cups of soil into the chapel. Instead, give the cups to the parents after sacrament meeting.
Book. Let the children color a copy of the illustration on page 35. While they are coloring, review the things you taught in the lesson. When they are finished, fold the illustration and tape or glue it according to the instructions on the illustration. Then, read the book with the children.
Teaching tip. Consider making an activity box to keep in the nursery. It can contain the book you made for this lesson and other things you make or use for other activities. Then you can repeat those activities during future nursery classes to review previous lessons. This review can happen at any time during the nursery class.